This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-World Economic Forum, globalist corporate fascist government. And they brag at the Davos Group that their policies through governments they control are discrediting our governments so that the governments collapse and then we're third world countries. The multinationals can come in and buy up our pennies on the dollar. So when I see headlines out there that get almost no attention, this should be national news. It's being reported by CBS and ABC out of Houston that good federal agents, mainly from the Border Patrol and local police, saved in just the last month, 70 children being trafficked by sex traffickers. And that's buried. There's Fox 10 out of Phoenix. That's in a Texas operation. Where is it in the national news? Well, let's go back to why that's happening. Here's a report from 6 years ago out of the Washington Post. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, Senate report confirms, knowingly. And that's what it breaks down. And it's only expanded. It's probably five times bigger under Biden. It stopped under Trump. Here's Channel 2 out of Houston. 70 missing children recovered in West Texas, authorities say. 70 missing children were recovered during a law enforcement operation in West Texas, authorities announced this week. Homeland Security investigators in El Paso, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and numerous other federal, state, and local agencies located and recovered the children as part of a three-week operation. Operation Lost Souls, which ran from the end of April through May, we're only learning now, in El Paso, Midland, and Ector, said Tom Green Counties, recovered the missing youth, many of them runaways, ranging from age 10 to 17, some smuggled into the U.S., it goes on. The children recovered included victims of sex trafficking and physical and sexual abuse, U.S. Customs Immigration Enforcement said in the news release. The majority of the children were located in West Texas, but some were located in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, as well as state of Colorado and in Mexico. And it goes on from there. And why is that so important? This stuff comes out almost every day, and it's back of the newspaper. Because the Democrats, like Pelosi, say that MS-13 are God's children. And they are involved in the biggest human smuggling operation in history, in Europe and the U.S., collapsing the third world with lockdown policies, and then flooding us with these people that use children to get across the border because they're let go. They have children, and then they send the children back over and do it over and over again. Some children as young as 1 year old throwing babies over the fences, over the walls. Where is the humanization of this? Where is AOC? Where are these people? And the answer is nowhere. One of the biggest things Trump did was almost stop this, take it from massive under Obama to a trickle. And now under Biden, it's boom, massively bigger than anything Obama did. This is pure, absolute, complete, and total satanic evil. But that's why independent media exists. That's why you support InfoWars. That's why you spread the word. That's why you pray for the broadcast. Is because we're reaching millions of people right now, and the system is as mad as a beehive that got kicked. It's as mad as a hornet's nest that we're still on air in defiance of everything they're doing, and we're going to be here as long as we can with our own infrastructure, our own systems, and huge investments of things you don't even know about to make sure the transmission gets out no matter what, if we got to do whatever it takes. So, great job to the crew. Amazing job to everybody. And I'm just very blessed and humbled to be here and to be part of what's happening because we're winning spiritually. We're winning culturally. We're winning the hearts and minds. But the globalists know that, and they are pulling the rug out from under everybody. They are turning over the chessboard, and they are going for broke right now. All right, best-selling author, talk show host, Wayne Allen Root is coming up. I've got a little bit more to say. I'll hand the baton to him. We come back in T-minus 60 seconds. Wayne Allen Root is set to take over. RootForAmerica.com.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great Wayne Allen Root is set to take over here in just a few minutes. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Owen Schroyer's coming up in T-minus 54 minutes with the War Room. And I just want to thank all the listeners for their support and tell you, we're up against Soros. We're up against the Democratic Party. We're fighting every level we can to get new listeners into the show so they can complete the chain reaction and tell others to tune in so people know about the WEF. They know about the gun confiscation. They know about the plans for new lockdowns. We are fighting hard, as hard as we can, to reach out to people. And we're asking you, the listeners, to just take these archives, take these live shows, and share the hell out of them. Also, it's the third coin in the series of the founding member coins. Everybody that gets this coin and gives us your email will get special discounts, free documentary films, so much stuff we're launching. You are helping us build the next infrastructure. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a big banner on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, but the URL that takes you directly there to get it and selling out quick, it'll be sold out very, very soon, is 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com or PatriotCollectibles.com. And also, we have the big Memorial Day sale running this week, up to 60% off, double Patriot points on so many of the best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to encourage you all to go there. And again, thank you for all your support. You can also make donations at InfoWars.com/crypto or right there on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com where it says support free speech. Donate today. Thank you all so much. Now, Wayne Allen Root of RootForAmerica.com, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, talk show host, you name it, takes over right now.
All right, thank you, Alex. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, and you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I get all my best information from my fans. I get so many great ideas for what I'm going to talk about on my national radio show, on TV shows like this one with Alex Jones, on my social media, my nationally syndicated newspaper columns. Moments ago, literally in the last 30 minutes or so, we found out that Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman, the first person brought to trial by Durham, the prosecutor, John Durham, is acquitted of lying to the FBI. And, you know, I get asked this every day. Wayne, is Durham our savior? Is Durham the answer? And I didn't know this was going to happen. It was pretty clear this guy was guilty. Pretty clear. Anyone could see, if you weren't blind, that Michael Sussman was guilty of a massive crime here, fraud and cover-up. But he got found innocent. And I didn't know that at the time when I'm asked this question over the last 2 weeks. And I keep saying, no, Durham is not our savior. No, this is not the answer. Because the system is corrupt. The judges are corrupt. The prosecutors are corrupt. And the juries are corrupt. These trials go on in Washington, D.C., where 97% of voters are registered Democrat. You can't get a fair jury in Washington, D.C. to ever prosecute Hillary, Obama, Biden, Kamala, John Kerry, all the criminals out there, or any of their people. You can't get a fair trial, a fair hearing. So proof is in now. You can't. And then I wanted to read you something very funny here. FDA official in charge of evaluating new drugs for the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is hospitalized for a mental disorder. I've been telling you they're all insane. Basically, the entire Democrat Party is a mixture of radical communist nut job, mentally ill nut job, and people who hate America, and people who are just bizarre with bizarre lifestyles. You know, like Rachel Levine, one of the most important people in healthcare in the United States, is not quite sure, and I'm certainly not sure. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Did they keep their penis and their vagina? I don't really know. It's so confusing what Rachel Levine is. And she's the number two person at Health and Human Services. That's the left. They're all crazy. They're nut jobs. And mix all that in with their literally, like, mesmerized, hypnotized by the devil. There's Rachel Levine. Is that a man or is that a woman? To me, that's a man with a wig. That is an incredibly unattractive man with a wig. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's the number two person in healthcare in the United States who isn't quite sure what's going on down there. It's so bizarre. I don't know what to say. It's bizarre. I've never been in my life anti-gay. You want to be gay? I love you. Go be gay in the privacy of your own home. Be as gay as you want. Be as lesbian as you want. Be as transsexual as you want. I don't care. But stop shoving it in our faces. Stop trying to teach kindergartners that it's okay. It's all weird. This whole new obsession with transgenderism is weird. But there's so many mentally ill people and so many people owned by the devil in the Democrat Party now. And the top official at the FDA in charge of evaluating new drugs is hospitalized for a mental disorder. Isn't that perfect? Par for the course. It backs up everything I've said about the people who have been saying the vaccine is great. The vaccine is fine for pregnant women. Well, all the pregnant women have miscarriages. The vaccine's fine for children. Well, children that are breastfed are dying and are getting diseases we never imagined possible because their mom that they're breastfeeding from is vaccinated. It's all lies, corruption, mental illness, and an evil, obviously an evil mass murder plot. But that's put together by the devil or people who worship the devil, because I've never seen normal humans who'd be willing to kill little babies like this. They've gone from abortion murder, you know, during the pregnancy in the womb, to abortion murder after a baby's born at the moment of birth, to abortion murder a week after birth. I'm sure it'll be a month after birth. But they're also using the vaccines to kill babies in breastfeeding mothers, and to give the vaccine to babies that will kill them or maim them for life. Then there's the baby formula shortage that was purposely concocted by the government. Biden knew about it and did nothing and announced nothing. Now there's mile-long lines over the weekend in Michigan, and I'm sure all over the United States. But I saw the mile-long line in Michigan of parents waiting in line to get baby formula so their kids don't die. Yeah, is the Democrat Party must stay up at night late thinking of new ways to murder babies and to kill off the population and to make all of us sick, ill, crippled, disabled. It's just sick. And the numbers are coming out. This vaccine is not just death for the average person, death for the working age person who was mandated to take it. It's death for babies. The amount of miscarriages, my gosh, and the amount of children who are getting sick. The new hepatitis outbreak, I'd be willing to bet you any amount of money, the new hepatitis outbreak is tied to all women who are breastfeeding and they've been vaccinated and the vaccine is coming through the babies. I just saw proof over the weekend in the Pfizer pretrials, which were filled with fraud, by the way, and they covered up all the deaths and all the injuries, but they tried to say that pregnant women, it's okay, and breastfeeding moms, it's okay. Well, they showed in the pretrials that the babies all died. Miscarriages, left and right. I think it was 82% miscarry. And then they showed one woman, one, I'm sure they'll say that's a freak stat. One woman who was vaccinated in the trial, who was breastfeeding, her breast milk came out blue, and the baby died. I wonder if there's a tie between those two things. You think? Maybe? You think maybe we're in a period of mass murder by the medical establishment? This is crazy. I'm the guy who wrote the column that's been out there and has gone viral all over the country about I finally figured out COVID, and it's all about greed, and they've convinced all the doctors, and they've convinced all the medical professionals, and all the scientists. They convinced them all the vaccine was fine based on the trials. The trials were all fraud. The trials were all covered up, and the doctors didn't know it. Now that they found out, the doctors don't want to say anything because they're afraid they'll get sued. So everybody's covering it up. Wait on the route. We'll be right back. More with War on the Alex Jones Show. Always an honor to be with you. RootForAmerica.com. WayRoot@gmail.com. See you in a sec.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is what you call instant senior pants television. In the break, I was letting all my fans know at my Getter page and at my MeWe page, my Gab page, and my Parler page that I'm on InfoWars Live right now. I did not let anyone know on my two Facebook pages, my personal and my fan page, because they'll probably ban me the minute they hear the word InfoWars or Alex Jones. I mean, Twitter's banned me for life. Facebook is shadow banning the F out of me. So that almost no one could see me on Facebook. But anytime I mention anything about Alex Jones, that's it. Boom. Suspended for a week. I mean, it's a joke. The amount of censorship out there, it's a joke. And it's sad, and it's depressing, and it's a reality. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I've mentioned this on the Alex Jones show, but I want to mention it again. How many of you remember that a few months back, it became a fact that Newsmax TV and Fox News took millions of dollars from the federal government as bribes, literally. I'm sure they couched them as advertising deals. But the government said, if we give you $5 million to advertise the vaccine, will you get rid of all anti-vaccine hosts and all anti-vaccine guests and make sure you vaccinate the whole staff? This has really gone on in America, at Fox News and at Newsmax TV. So there's nobody left but people like Wayne Root and Alex Jones and a rare few others to tell you the truth. It's incredible. And by the way, soon there literally will be no one left, because you can guess that most of the hosts of Fox News and Newsmax will be dead or maimed for the rest of their lives very soon. And very soon could mean tomorrow. It could mean a month from now. It could mean a year from now. We don't know, and I don't know, because there were no vaccine trials. They ended all semblance of a real trial. There was no control group. We have no idea whether everybody dies, some people die, some people never die, or eventually everybody's crippled, maimed, disabled, or die from these vaccines. But we know there's a mass die-off very quickly after you get vaccinated. We know there's a mass die-off a day later, 2 days later, a week later, 2 weeks later. And then some people die slowly but surely over time. But it's only been a year now. And so we don't even know when the mass die-off, the mass die-offs, could happen, but the numbers are staggering. Today we found out numbers released by Alabama, the state of Alabama, show that people under the age of 65 are dying right now much faster at a higher rate than people over the age of 65. When has this ever happened in the history of America? And wait a minute, hold on. I got to show you the seventh card. And it's only happened since 2021, when the COVID vaccine came into effect and was mandated. The year 2021 on, people under the age of 65 have died in higher numbers than people over the age of 65. When in history have young people died in higher numbers faster than old people? When? Never. Except with this vaccine. Incredible. So I want to finish up. FDA official in charge of evaluating new drugs hospitalized for mental disorder. I started this in the last segment. Dr. Jeffrey Siegel, I had to give you his name, director of the FDA's Office of Drug Evaluation Sciences, was transported from his home to a hospital for mental disorder at 3 a.m. on May 9th, according to Montgomery County, Maryland, police dispatch logs reviewed by the Daily Wire. So this is not me making up. This is not hearsay. This is not rumor. This is from police logs from Montgomery County, Maryland. The guy is nuts. But let's say I'm an opinion host. This is an opinion show, and it's my opinion. The guy is freaking loony. Nuts. And he's in charge of evaluating new drugs for the FDA. I'm sure he was the head guy to evaluate vaccines for the FDA. Oh, this vaccine is perfect. excuse me while I go back to my mental institution. This is what you're dealing with. I know this is all funny. It's like a Saturday Night Live routine, but it's the truth. They're nuts. And they're obviously suicidal, or maybe they're not so nuts and they're not so suicidal. I mean, this guy is. Dr. Jeffrey Siegel may be nuts and suicidal, but obviously the ones who run the COVID vaccine manufacturing companies at Big Pharma may not be that nuts, because this was the big story this weekend that I had to bring up right now. Big Pharma boss caught faking his COVID vaccine, injected himself with salt water, now facing criminal charges. So according to police, they've charged Jose Maria Fernandez Suso Fara, the president of European pharmaceutical giant PharmaMar, with being falsely vaccinated against COVID-19. He paid somebody in a position to give him a fake vaccine so he'd have a vaccine card so he could tell everyone he's vaccinated. And it turns out he's one of 2,200 celebrities, athletes, and European big shots who were not vaccinated but claimed they were and got fake vaccine cards, according to a list compiled by the National Police. This is in Spain. And he's president of a company that makes the vaccine. So why didn't he want the vaccine? There's got to be a reason that the president of a big pharma company, a billion-dollar giant, doesn't want the vaccine. Something's up here, right? Duh. It's not too hard to figure out. I've been telling you for a year and a half now, 18 months, vaccine was available in December 2020 and then in mass in the first quarter of 2021. And I've been telling you from the moment it came out, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. But unlike government, you can't sue me for saying don't take it. I'm not forcing you at gunpoint. I'm giving you my opinions, and you can take them or leave them. Government, on the other hand, puts their boot on your neck like a bunch of Nazis or Gestapo or KGB or East German Stasi, and they lie to you. They commit fraud. They withhold information you need to know. They cover up real deaths and real injuries. They intimidate doctors so doctors cannot tell you anything's wrong or they'll lose their license. You know, here's something I'm going to inform you about most people don't know. Doctors are human beings just like you and me. And just like you and me, they need their income. Most doctors are broke. Did you know that? Almost every doctor makes like now, used to be like $1 million a year, $500,000 a year. Now, because of Obamacare, they've been cut in half. So doctors now make about $150 to $250 a year. Do you know what a PA makes, a physician's assistant? $150 a year for not going to medical school. Most doctors barely or don't at all make as much money as a PA. But even if they make more and they make $250,000 or $500,000, they live on that money each year, spend it, and then with kids in college, next year they got to make it again. You take a doctor living in a nice house or even a mansion with a fancy car or two in the driveway and two kids in college, he needs his $250,000 income to keep doing that. So if he loses his license, his family's ruined, his kids have to drop out of college. Instead of driving a Mercedes or a Porsche, he'll be driving a Yugo pretty soon, and he'll be collecting unemployment insurance, and he won't be able to eat. So of course doctors are scared of losing their medical license. If you say anything about the vaccine killing people, you'll be up on charges and lose your license. If you say anything or dare to prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or mention vitamins, you'll be up on charges and lose your license. All of those are the only things that work against COVID, all the experts tell me, all the holistic experts. Vitamins work. Vitamin D works dramatically. Vitamin C works. Zinc works. Quercetin works. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work. If you mention them, you lose your medical license. Incredible times we live in. All right, we're headed to a break. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, Alex Jones Show.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Lape by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's not just a book. It's a resource guide. It's got all the information on the 116 most woke liberal companies in America that you need to boycott, stop buying their products, and contact them and let them know why you're not buying their products anymore. Because they're liberal, they're woke, they're stupid, they're ignorant, and they're destroying America. And you need to put them out of business. But you need to tell them why. In other words, you can't just stop buying Disney. That's good. I mean, I can't wait for the next quarterly report by Disney that shows their business is down by 25%. That'll be great. 15%, 40%, I don't know. It'll range, but it'll be good. It'll be down. But you need to send them a note to let them know why you're not buying from them anymore. And that will make sure the CEO gets in the back of his mind. And I give you the CEO's name, the board of directors' name, all the information you need to contact them, phone number, email, social media, etc. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. All right. So I wrote a column that was my nationally syndicated newspaper column. You find things like this on my website, Root for America. and I want to read it to you. It came out this weekend as syndicated around the country by Creators Syndicate. The 14 lessons every conservative patriot learned from the tragic Texas school shooting. Hint, Democrats will be shocked and horrified by the things we believe in. Everyone has heard about the terrible, tragic Texas school shooting. As usual, Democrats see this as an opportunity to blame guns and Republicans. They will demand gun bans, strict gun control, and gun confiscation. So what else is new? And I didn't add this to the article, but I could add it right now on TV. Thank goodness he wasn't white, because if the killer was white instead of Hispanic, this would be an anti-white rage by Democrats in addition to guns and Republicans. So Democrats pray all day and night that every killer will be white. Every mass shooter will be white. Never mentioning that in every big city in America, almost every murder is of a innocent black person by a black criminal. Never mentioning that, 19 dead kids is horrible. Horrible. It's unthinkable. There's no one that can condone it. There's no one that could say it's not a big deal. There's no one that could say, we'll move past it. 19 dead kids. So let me say, that's horrendous. It's mind-blowing how horrible it is. But every single weekend in Chicago, 75 people get shot, 19 of them are dead, and they're all black. Is that maybe an issue? Is that not mass murder? It's just by 75 separate shooters, and the 19 dead are 19 separate shooters, instead of one mass shooting by one shooter. So this goes on every weekend in every big city in America, and there's no Black Lives Matter protest. No liberal protest. No President Biden says nothing about it. No Democrat says anything about it. The Democrats in the district say nothing about it. No one does anything about it. It's far worse when you add it up in every city across 365 days each year. Far worse than the few, thank God, mass murderers in America. What are they, like 15 a year that make the news that really are mass murderers? They consider liberals anything with like two or more is a mass murder. But I'm saying, what makes the news? 10 people shot, 15 shot, 10 dead, 20 dead. There's a few of those each year. Horrible. Horrible. But it's not about guns. It's about mental illness. But anyway, I segue. The tragic shooting is just more proof that we live in a country that's bitterly divided, so divided that the two sides, right and left, Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal, can't agree on anything. We appear headed for a divorce because it's clear neither side can live with the other. There's no way to compromise when two sides see things so differently. The earth is flat. No, the earth is round. It's like night and day. It's almost as if Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from Uranus. Here are the 14 lessons I've learned from the tragedy at the Texas school last week. I'm certain tens of millions of conservatives and Trump voters and patriots see it the exact same way. Want to bet? Number one, guns aren't the problem. Gun-free zones are the problem. They are killing fields. They are open invitations for mentally deranged criminals and criminally insane madmen to walk in and start shooting. Gun-free signs outside a school or a church are like a blinking neon sign in Vegas, blinking and screaming, "Come on in and kill us! We're defenseless. We can't shoot back." Number two, guns didn't cause this tragedy, but a good guy with a gun sure ended it. An armed border agent killed the bad guy, thereby saving lives, and that should be the headline. Number three, we need more good guys and gals with guns to stop bad guys. Every school needs armed security. There should be only a single point of entry to every school, and a guard must always protect that entrance. All other doors to the school should be locked and secured. Number four, backing up armed security at every school should be teachers and or administrators who are armed with guns and professional gun training. Number five, how can we afford all this? I've argued from day one it was a disastrous decision and a tragic mistake to give another $40 billion to Ukraine. Matter of fact, I argued that the first $20 billion or so that we gave in one tranche was a tragic mistake, and then the first $40 billion in total we gave to them in pieces, including that $20 billion tranche mistake, and then the next $40 billion tragic mistake. We need to worry about America first. We could have used that $40 billion here at home. Half of it, $20 billion, should have been used to pay for armed security at every school in America. And if we really want to protect children, secure the border. The other half of that $40 billion, i.e. $20 billion, should have been used to build and secure the wall on our southern border. If you're angry and shocked as a nation about 19 innocent young children dying in that school shooting, shouldn't we be even more concerned with tens of thousands of American kids dying each year from drug overdoses with drugs brought across that border? Everything that comes over that border is a threat to America's children. Drugs, human traffickers, child sex traffickers, pedophiles, and tons of vicious, violent criminals, gangbangers, and MS-13 murderers. Why didn't we use that Ukraine money to save thousands of kids' lives by securing the border? Number seven, gun control is never the answer. Gun control is a massive failure everywhere it's ever been tried. There are far more shootings, violent crimes, and murders in Democrat-run cities with strict gun control than anywhere else. Why is that? The answer is simple. Strict gun control never stops criminals. They buy their guns illegally. It just leaves the good people defenseless. Number eight, new gun laws will do nothing to stop crime or mass murders. What we need to do is enforce the laws already on the books, but it is Democrat districts that allow all the criminals back on the street, and almost every crime is committed by a repeat offender. Number nine, instead of useless new laws, why don't we make mass murder, the killing of two or more, a death penalty crime? And if convicted of mass murder, there are no appeals, and you get shot by firing squad the next morning after you're found guilty by a jury of your peers. Number 10, investigate Big Pharma, not the gun companies, Big Pharma, for the drugs they pump at the young males for depression, anger issues, attention deficit disorder, and mental illness. Virtually every mass killer in recent memory was on these drugs. The side effects of these drugs are suicidal thoughts and violent thoughts. Why are we drugging all of our male teenagers in school? Number 11, never mention defund police to me again. Incidents like this prove we need more police and more funding for police, not less. Number 12, as much as I love and appreciate the police, boy, did they fail miserably this time. There are many questions about how the police responded to this school shooting. How could they stand around for an hour or 90 minutes knowing that kids were being shot, knowing that gunfire was going off, knowing that kids were bleeding to death and doing nothing? Did they actually run into the school, by the way, and get their own kids out while leaving everybody else's kids to die? Did cops do that? And were they afraid of walking into the school and getting shot? That's what a police chief said. Hey, we were afraid of getting shot. If you're afraid of getting shot, you need to find another profession. Every cop afraid of getting shot should either be indicted right now or certainly fired from their job. That's their job. So please, no more defend police, but let's also rethink how we're hiring and training cops. We need heroic, macho warriors as cops. Stop trying to make them into poets, politically correct pansies, and social workers. I've got a 13 and 14 to finish up. Running out of time in this segment, I'll do it to start the next segment. 13 and 14 lessons that you'll want to hear, the final crescendo from the lessons we learned from the school shooting in Texas by Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. Root4America.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, the Roots on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over the United States by InfoWars and Alex Jones. Honored to be on the show. RootForAmerica.com is my website. You saw it up on the screen a moment ago. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my book is The Great Patriot Boycott, Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root, and my co-author, by the way, great guy, Nikki Ballou of Canada. Wow, has Canada gone bad? Boy, has Canada gone sour. Getting ready to ban all guns. Since people are completely helpless when the Gestapo, i.e. Justin Trudeau and his storm troops, try and take you away for not taking a vaccine. No guns to defend yourself. Scary. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. I was just reading you my column that came out this weekend, syndicated in newspapers around the country. The 14 lessons every conservative patriot learned from the tragic Texas school shooting. And number 12 was that the police did a poor-ass job. They sucked, to put it in street language. They were horrible. And they may get indicted now. And I feel bad for them because the average cop is just listening to orders. But the people in charge who gave the order should all be indicted. If you leave children alone in a school while guns are going off to be shot, you're a horrible human being. You don't deserve to be in charge of anything. You shouldn't be a dog catcher. You shouldn't be a public administrator, let alone a police chief. And we got to take you away from your job. That's it. You're done. You're done. If you don't save children's lives, you have no right to call yourself a cop. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 13. 14 key lessons. Number 13. This mass shooting and the poor police response only, this is what Democrats don't understand, only makes American conservatives and patriots even more certain it's up to us to defend ourselves and save our children and our families. We love the police, but we can never count on them. If it is to be, it is up to me. I learned that saying in high school. If it is to be, it's up to me. You know who taught me that saying? When I was a kid in high school, we had a congressman, Joe DiGuardio, I believe was his name, or Joe DiGuardi, in Westchester County, New York, representing the Mamaroneck area. He taught me that saying. If it is to be, it's up to me. You got to do it yourself. So I'll bet more guns and more ammunition is bought in the coming months by Americans than ever before in the history of America. Liberals think, oh my God, this ends guns. Nobody wants guns anymore. No, everybody wants guns because we all realize that they're going to try and ban them and we got to protect ourselves right now. Number 14, and the police can't help us. Number 14, one final point. Actually, it's a pledge. Stop trying to take our guns. This isn't Australia. This isn't Austria. This isn't New Zealand. This is America, and you're never taking our guns. As in never, 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 ever, ever. You'll only take our guns from our cold, dead hands, as Charlton Heston once said. So stop wasting your time. Stop your demands. You may not know it yet, but you've already lost this battle. We're never giving up our guns. I repeat, never giving up our guns. Because as Thomas Jefferson and the founding fathers, the wisest men that ever lived, oh, I know, they were white. That's a knock. You can't be white and wise. And I know it was 1776. It was a long time ago. Wisest group of men in the history of the world who created the greatest constitution, the greatest bill of rights, and the greatest country, and the greatest capitalist system in the history of civilization of any country ever existing and ever blessed by God. And Thomas Jefferson and all his founding fathers all believed you need a gun to protect yourself from bad guys, but mostly you need a gun to protect yourself from the government, your own government. And that's true now more than it's ever been true. More than it's ever been true. So these are the 14 common sense lessons millions of conservative patriots learned from this tragic mass shooting. I know Democrats will be shocked and horrified by what we believe in. That's why it may be time for a divorce. This marriage is not working. We'll keep America. It's time for all of you that want to ban guns to go back to Uranus. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, being a little funny and a little wise-ass there. We're from Mars and you're from Uranus. No question about it. Listen, we're not giving up our guns. It's not going to happen. So stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Here's the kind of crazy people. I opened the show by telling you about the head of the FDA's approval process for new drugs at 3 in the morning taken by police to a mental institution, which is so par for the course and so perfect. Now I got to read you this one. A Boston University professor says that owning property is racist. A Boston University professor deemed property racist while defending riots for where the BLM rioters destroyed property, burned it, looted it, ripped it off. All of that's fine. In the aftermath of George Floyd's death. They were looting themselves from slavery, according to this professor at Boston University. It's not that they were stealing. It's not that they were doing bad things. It's not that they're absolutely criminals and thugs and pieces of garbage, never taught right from wrong by mommy and daddy. And don't think anything I'm saying is racist, because plenty of Black Lives Matter people are white. Matter of fact, I would argue the majority of Black Lives Matter is white, bleeding heart liberals who are suffering from white guilt their whole life. They're just guilty, and they hate themselves for being white. That's about half of Black Lives Matter, and the other half are black radical revolutionaries who want to, you know, overthrow this country or loot the country to death. Oh, that's great, right? Her name is Grundy. See if I can find her name. Professor Saida Grundy from Boston University. She urged people not to judge communities' reactions and listen to them to address their needs. We hear President Biden say, I understand your frustrations, but don't destroy property, Grundy says. Well, when you say to black people who have historically been property, one of our greatest weapons against injustice was the looting of property from the system of slavery. And what the system of slavery? You know, no one on TV is more perfect to respond to this than I am, because I'm Jewish. 100% Jewish. Two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents. And when I spit in the cup and sent it away for DNA analysis, guess what it came back? 99.9% Eastern European Jew. I'm as Jewish as you get, other than the fact that I was raised in a 100% Italian mafia neighborhood, and I believe I'm actually Italian by nurture versus Jewish by nature. So, yes, born 100% Jewish. And what is Jewish history? Nothing but slavery. Not like black people, slavery for one period in America, but Jews have been slaves throughout history all over the world. Egypt, Roman Empire, you name it, we were slaves. We were basically slaves in the old Soviet Union until we ran away to Israel, right? Nazi Germany and Egypt and Roman Empire all treated Jews like garbage. And then the Holocaust, far closer to today than slavery. And I don't sit around talking about it all day. I don't sit around thinking about it all day. As a matter of fact, from the day I was born, my parents taught me, in America, you're going to do great. Study hard. Graduate top of your class. You'll go to an Ivy League school. I did, Columbia University. And the world is your oyster. And from that moment on, I knew everything was going to be great. Who cares if I'm Jewish? Who cares if you're black? I went to an all-black high school, by the way. And I made it. And if you didn't, it's not because you're black. It's because you didn't study. It's because you fooled around too much. Because you got a chick pregnant. Because you played too much basketball. Because you played too much. Well, I was studying. Because you went to too many parties. Well, I was studying. That's why you didn't make it. Color your skin has literally nothing to do with it. I won't say zero. I'll say it has 5%. 95% is your work ethic and your attitude, hopefully positive, and what you bring to the ball game. Okay? And if people of color would understand that, they would change their entire outcomes in life. It's all about attitude. And Jews, the prejudice against Jews and the hatred against Jews has never been higher than at this very moment. And the history of Jews, bad or worse than any race or any religion or any creed in the history of mankind. And yet Jews continue to make it big. Make it big. They make it in every profession. Lawyers, doctors, architects, stockbrokers, investment bankers, the head of media corporations, the head of billion-dollar Hollywood companies. You don't worry about what the color of your skin is or what your religion is. You fight and you attack relentlessly. And in America, anything is possible and nothing is impossible. That's why I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. That's my favorite book of all time, The Power of Relentless by Wayne Allyn Root. Go grab a copy at Amazon. It'll teach you how to be successful in life. My website, rootforamerica.com. How do you reach me? WayneRoot@gmail.com. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with a list of the 116 most woke, liberal, and racist, radical, and communist companies in America that get rich because we buy their products and then spit in our faces and screw us over. Here's how we get revenge and take back America, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I've got all their names and all their contact information. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you next Tuesday, where I guest host Alex Jones, every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. War! The Root is on fire.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.